True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:02 here in the Bayou City. Last hour already. Man, time's flying by this morning. No better way to start off the third hour than with Captain Cliff Webb. Let's go down Corpus Way, see what he's doing this morning. Morning, Cliff. What's going on?
Oh, morning, Mickey. So glad to hear that Sharky's back. That was the best thing I've heard all week, man.
What a scare.
Golly, man. That's something else.
That was some bad stuff he had, man. And it
like a flesh-eating bacteria, huh?
Yeah, it had to be. It's got to be some form of marine bacteria, Vibrio-related or something. That's, boy.
Oh, my God. I had one of my old clients, you know, thinking about it's been probably 10 years ago that he fished with me, and then I think about a month later he went over to Port Aransas and fished, and a redfish fin him in the side, ended up losing his leg.
Oh my gosh.
Got that flesh bacteria, and it happened in the middle of the night, and the next morning it was too late, and he ended up amputating his leg.
Oh, it happens quick. And you better get that limb off or it'll spread to your whole body. You're done.
Yeah. They say that if you got something like that, it really starts hurting really bad. That's it. You know, it has a lot of pain to it. You need to go right away. You know, it starts getting red. And they say they take a pin and they draw a circle around the infection. When it gets outside, that infection spreads, and they know it's that it spreads that fast. So, anyway, well, thank God that Sharky's back. That's the best news I heard all week, man. Golly.
Yeah.
I know he's glad to be out of the hospital, man.
Oh, man. I'd rather be dead than have to spend a week in the hospital. Seriously.
I know.
You talk about losing your freedom. Good Lord.
Anyway. Well, that's good to hear, Mickey. But I finally got to – I've been like a cowboy without a horse, without having a boat. So I'm finally going to get a boat back Tuesday. But I actually did some bay fishing this week.
What have you been doing to your boat?
You're just not going to – it's all going to be new. They're painting it now. So they pretty much just redid everything in it.
Just going all the way through it, huh?
All the way through it. Took some old foam out of the back, you know, and just redoing the trailer. So it's just pretty much, you know, it's either do I spend $130,000 on a new one or go ahead and fix the hull up. I got a brand new engine on it. You know, I got that new 400. So just going to fix it up and just go with it. I put some new axles on the trailer, stuff like that. You know, just getting things done where I don't have to spend another 30 grand. It's just crazy what boats cost now, Mickey.
It is.
And the price of charters hasn't gone up enough to justify the price of everything else. That's what's so sad. But anyway, I'm doing a lot better this week. Last week I was so exhausted on the show. Sorry about that. I hadn't slept. So this week I finally got my fire back, and I left the birds along all week. I didn't go chase the birds. So that's why I'm feeling so much better. You know, that being an old man and running around that brush chasing those birds is, you know, I got to slow down a little bit. I can't just sit there. You know, I got to go shoot him and go get him, you know, so anyway, it's better. But had a really good trip on Tuesday. Had a young man, Nathan, come down, and he wanted me to run his boat and run him some tracks to get in and out of Bathing, which is really smart. So if you got a boat here and
well, sure.
You know, gosh, it's so much better to be safe and have a safe track in and out and to some areas you can.
You know, I've fished tournaments down there a few times and everything, but hey, if I wanted to be serious about learning that water, well, learning it right, I'd book you for 2 or 3 days and we'd go everywhere and get my track right. lines. I mean, you catch a rock,
you did
you're
that.
Done.
That's, yes, and that's, I did the deal where
it's worth
I run
it.
Real safe. Yes, I run the real safe track lines, like even on low tides where, hey, man, you run the track. I don't care if it's high tide, low tide, you're going to be safe. And I tell them from this side, from right on, from right, this mark right here, you need to putt. I said, you need to island here and idle out because when you bump a rock, when your island doesn't tear up stuff, when you hit one taking off, or hit one flat out, you're going to tear up some stuff. And you're also going to tear up my rocks. Anyway, don't do that. But
yeah, don't.
So I'm telling them, don't damage my rocks.
You know? Yeah.
But so I told Nathan, I said, well, we're just going to run and run some tracks and not fish. But I did take my rod and reel. It's like, try to get in a boat and not fish. I mean, you know. So I'm running around these rocks, and I pull in the first place I pull in, it just lights up with slicks. There's big trout everywhere, Mickey.
Oh. Crazy.
And I'm telling myself, okay, we're not going to stay. We're just going to make one drift in here. And we start getting these huge blow-ups, you know. He had one fish that for sure is a big trout. You know how it is, and the big trout turned gold. Turned into a redfish. But
There's
nothing worse than you pull the fish up next to the boat, and he's doing all the characteristics of a trout, and all of a sudden he turns orange. You know, you pull him up and it's a big old bottom feeder redfish. But man, there was some good fish everywhere. Mickey just slicks, our bay just on fire. And what is so good, we didn't lose those fish because of the hot summer. This summer's been really good, and so a lot of the fish didn't move south, they stayed up in the bay. So just seeing some really, really good fishing in the bay. I think the fall and winter's gonna be off the chart. Golly, Mickey, looks good.
That's what Charlie was saying this morning about his area, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, but I was impressed with my young man, Nathan. He's a young guy, and he's in his early 20s, and he's some of that new generation that can fish. He's got a really good technique. You know, it's so funny because I'm the age now where I watch everybody's cast and see where his flaws are, and he didn't have any flaws in his cast. He had a really smooth cast, you know.
I'm so jealous these days of all these young cats. I mean, they just got everything going for them, all the new equipment and all the technology, everything, and we had to learn it the hard way, man.
Yeah, I know it, Mickey. And it's just so funny that the generation, you know, it's like the really young, the middle, and the old, and the really old like me. And what I like about that younger generation is how fast they adapt to the new technology. You know, so if something's new on the market, they're on it immediately, and they've got it, they're using it, and it's going to their advantage. Us old stubborn guys, we're still saying, oh, man, my old way still works just fine. I'm gonna stay with this equipment. You know, it's not right, because the fishing equipment has really come a long way. Just like I noticed he's using a Waterloo rod. He's using an Ultramag. And I said, you like that Ultramag? He says, there is no other rod. He said, you know, he's been through the rods, and with the top water, with a small top water, it's hard to beat that Ultramag Waterloo. I mean, it's got the most perfect top water twitch, and it's really good on Corky. So, you know, and I'm seeing more and more people having really, really good equipment. Before, everybody would go, no, I don't want to spend $100 on this. I don't want to spend $200 on this. You don't see that anymore. The really hardcore trout fishermen, they want the best of the best. You got to compete with these people.
True.
You know, compete with their friends. It's amazing. But, did I send you that picture of that fly through Bob's ear?
Yes, I saw that. That at least it went all the way through. You can cut the barb off and just pull it out.
Oh, God, that was a good story. So he rides the boat over to St. Joe. This is Jetty Bob, my buddy, you know. So he rides the boat over to St. Joe, and there's a big school of tarpon on the end of the jetties there. He's going to catch these tarpon with his fly rod. So he's got his special fly tied for his tarpon. Everything's ready to go. So he finally gets to the end of the jetty there at St. Joe, and there's an old shack there that a shark fisherman used, and it's got a bunch of 4x4s, and it's got this one huge nail about 10 inches sticking out. And Bob didn't see it. The first thing he did when he gets the tip of the Jetty's so excited. These tarpon are coming right around the end. He's just, everything's lined up where he's going to catch one on fly. He trips over that nail.
Oh, no.
And falls face first into the rock. And his right elbow hit the rock and shattered his elbow. Didn't break it, but his whole arm is numb now. He can't move his arm.
What?
And so he's got to, so he still got his fly rod, Mickey. This is my boy. He still got his fly rod. He ain't broke his rod. That's the main thing. He's still in the game, okay? The tarpon ain't beat him yet. And so he finally climbs in the rocks, he's only got one arm now. He's like a wounded dove. He's flopping through the cactus. So he finally gets to the end of the rocks, and he's can barely cast. He sees Cliff the tarpon right there, man. And I raced back to cast. I got a good back cast, and a puff of wind came, and that fly hit me right in the ear and went right through my ear. So now he's got this huge tarpon fly all the way through his ear, past the barb. And he said, it's the only fly I got with me, and I want it really bad, and I can't get it out of my ear. So he had to sit there and watch the tarpon go by.
Boy, he had a bad day, man.
He had a bad day, dude. So anyway, he's back home licking his wounds now, but he's back in the game. But anyway,
did he get feeling back in his arm?
Yeah, finally, but he was kind of lame for a while. You know, how you hit your funny bone.
He hit the main funny bone big time.
Yeah, big old granite rock plants in his face, But anyway, he's not giving up. He's back in there, but that was a great story. I just really enjoyed talking to Bob about that. He's a warrior when it comes to
Fly Rod water. Bob, Jetty Bob.
Fly Rod Bob getting smacked, but. Yeah, and the redfish right now running off the rocks. It's elbow room now in the jetties here. It's just
people are lined up like crazy now.
Oh, Mickey.
Looks like rollover pass back in the 50s.
Yeah, I guess so, but it's just elbow to elbow, everybody catching them. So the redfish run and the surf is on. It is something, man.
That's nuts. Well, let me knock this quick break out. I'll come right back at you, and we'll continue on. Hang on, Cliff. I'll be right back to you, buddy. All right, you're listening to The Outdoor Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:17. All right, Cliff, we are back, my friend.
All right, buddy. All right, man. Looks like we have a nice morning for everybody to be offshore. And finally, the seas have calmed down. It's been really nice on the beach. Man, it's been nice.
Yeah, it's nice and calm this morning, too. It's
Yeah. I'm going to get out there and hit a little topwater this morning. You know, we've got a lot of fish in the surf. It's the trouble is, it's just a lot of ladyfish, a lot of jacks, a lot of sharks. You know, it's just all mixed in together, catching a few trout in the surf. But,
right,
man, there's a lot of stuff in the surf right now, Mickey. It's just absolutely beautiful. Just and the people are gone. That's the main thing. During the week, you just don't see the people. They've all gone back to their winter stuff and filling up deer feeders and stuff like that. So the beach is really nice. And the bay, you know. The funny thing at the bay, so you go over the Packery Bridge right now, there's at least 50 boats under that bridge because those redfish are running out of that bay. And everybody's anchored together and everybody's lines are tangling up. And it's just kind of fun to park and listen to all the vocals going on with all the it's pretty good stuff, man. Then you got the guys on the bank all along that are hooked up with the guys in the boat, and nobody wants to give slack and let the, you know, it's just good stuff. So I'm staying on the open beach, staying away from that stuff. And I sat there last night, my wife and I went to the beach and watched them catch redfish in the surf, just right in the surf. But it is something when that redfish runs, how many people show up here. It is a big deal.
Yeah, it is redfish season, man. Bull reds
running redfish
the surf.
Season. Yes.
They're doing good up here. I see in some days some guys up fishing over Bolivar catching 10, 12, 15 reds a day. You know, big bulls. They live for this.
Yeah, that's funny. I met this guy. He's a disabled vet, and I met him twice on the rocks. Now, that's what's so cool. I didn't have a boat this few weeks, so I've really been fishing the rocks, and I've kind of re-seen everybody on the beach, re-saw all my friends, you know. And this guy is so good. His legs are real messed up, but his upper body's real big. He works out and stuff. So his legs have been messed up from an explosion or something. But that guy gets around the rock, Mickey, like you wouldn't believe. He caught 12 reds on a artificial paddle tail. I don't know what this paddle tail was. It's some kind of tsunami or something. I've never seen. It's a big old paddle tail. But he was standing on the rocks catching those fish. Everybody throwing mud, and he was the only one catching them on plastic. So that was pretty cool.
That'll teach them.
Yeah, it was good stuff, man. Really good stuff. And then I got my I got guys fishing up down the beach. Scott sent me some great pictures down. He caught a really nice snook on the beach. This guy fishes all the way from South Potter all the way to Port Aransas by truck. He's kind of like my new Billy Sanford. He's just a really good beach fisherman, really good finesse. And he caught a really nice snook on a topwater, a super spook, you know, on the open beach. It was really pretty. It looked like about 28 inches. Wiggins, my little surfer guy that fishes up and down the rocks, caught two snook yesterday, both about 16 inches on the rocks. Yeah. And see, this is the first time we started seeing snook, Mickey, because they dumped all those round rocks along the edge of the jetties, and it filled in all those little nicks and crannies in there the snook like to hide in, so it moved all the snook out of there. So we just don't see the snook in there. And now those round rocks are rolling out to the middle, and people are hitting them in the prop on low tide, so that wasn't a very good move.
Ooh, you know, typical
corpus.
So
wait till we have a storm.
So they had like granite rocks, and then they came back in with the round rocks to fill in the gaps in the granite rocks.
Yeah, they didn't build it right in the first place, so it's all caving in. And so they came with all these big old bowling ball-sized rocks and rolled them all down. Now you can't walk along the edges because you can't get your footing to fish, so it eliminated most of the jetties. You can only fish the end. But now those rocks are rolling in the middle of the channel, and when we have a storm, buddy, it's going to be all – those things are going to be all in the middle. And some of those – the edge of that channel is only 6 foot deep getting out of there. So,
right.
And those big offshore boats are going to roll those things up. So that's going to be interesting.
That's not good. You go to messing up wheels and props on those big boats, man.
We'll see what happens there. But
how deep is it in the very middle?
Well, you know, it gets less than 6 feet. It sills in, and that's the thing is, so when they clean the beaches with all the bulldozers, they pile all the sand up right next to the rocks, and the southeast wind just blows in the channel, so it fills it up.
Yeah, it silts the channel in. That's not a very good idea.
Yeah, you know, so they haven't got past that yet. So in maybe another 10 years, they might figure it out, Mickey. But anyway,
modern technology.
Man, if they could just figure out how to get water, I'd forgive them for all the beach stuff. If they could just get us some water, I'll forget about everything else, Mickey.
I mean, you know, how critical is it now? I mean, are you able to even, I mean, people, are they rationing water yet?
It's down to the stage where the city's driving around town, and if they see you with a water hose in your hand, they send you a fine. They can't fine you enough to buy water. It's just absolutely ridiculous. So we'll see what happens, Mickey. We're down to like 11-12% of our water now. So
that's
we'll
crazy.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like it's going to get any better. But
y'all need
I'm gonna
like
be in the boat
a hard
fishing.
Event to even
yes.
knock a dent in it, you know, like we had up here, 50 yeah. or 60 inches of rain.
Uh-huh. And that would do it. We had 3.5 inches here on the island day before yesterday, which really helped.
Yeah,
but it wasn't over the watershed.
Like got some rain. That's good.
Yes. Yeah. And it's really, we got a lot in Baffin yesterday, which is really good because it raises the salinity level back, and we have more crab hatches, shrimp hatches and stuff, and we have those big water flushes. It's not going to really affect my big trout much. They really like that salty water, but it's really going to help the bait fish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a bad thing with too high salinity. You aren't able to raise crabs or shrimp or any of that.
Yeah, and that brings – and when you have a perfect situation where you have a rain this time of year and you get the baby crabs and stuff, you really have a good fall and winter in Bath. And I'm looking for a fantastic year. There's already been a 9-pounder caught this week. There was a 9-pounder caught down here. Yes, it was caught on live bait, but it was a big fish, 31 inches, and so they released it. So I've
they did
really
release it.
Fish.
That's a good
thing.
Oh, yeah.
Thing. Yeah. Awesome. It wasn't hurt either. A great release. The fish was caught right in the corner of the mouth. The guy didn't mess with it, took a picture, and I saw him release it. Just a great release. The fish definitely swam off. So,
well,
these young guys
thing.
Are learning how to do it right, Mickey.
Well, you look
at these young guys, the way they handle these fish now. I mean, these guys are pros. I'm real impressed. Like Nathan today, I didn't worry about really showing him much because he's not the kind of guy that's going to go in there and kill stuff. He's the kind of guy that wants everybody to catch big fish and catch them and release them.
Well, yeah, he wants to take care of the resource.
Yes, and we're seeing a lot of the young people, so I'm really excited about
Well, the young guys are into that. I mean,
They are.
That's their M.O. That's the old-timers you got to worry about. They're the killers.
Yep. That's so funny you said that. That's so true because they're setting their ways. Yes.
They're setting their ways, and they cannot stand throwing fish back.
I got a couple of the old guys that are like that this season. So mad about that 3-fish limit, but they're back at 9:30 and taking another trip. I said, well, now instead of having to catch 10 trout, 5 trout, you're back at 9:30. You can go home, run another trip or something. What's wrong with that? And he goes, well, it's just not right. And I said, well, your customers sure are happy. They're catching lots of it. There's nothing wrong with catching them and reeling them in and throwing them back. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's not. I mean, you can only eat so many of them. I mean, why?
Yep, that's so true.
And it's
and they're better
fresh
anyway.
I had
anyway.
That mentality. I mean, that's the way I was raised.
Oh, we all
I mean,
did.
We just meat hauled them.
Yeah. I mean, well, we did.
You know, I remember when there was no limits, and then there was 20 fish. Oh, we got mad at the 20.
I mean, I know it. Remember that?
Remember that? Yeah, and then when they
oh,
went
yeah,
to 10,
that's crazy.
We thought it was the end of the world.
I remember. Yes, yeah, so everybody's arguing about 10. Oh, my God.
Oh,
and then,
God.
You know, we got our business.
Nobody's going to go fishing with us anymore.
No.
They can only catch 10 trout. And I'm going, seriously?
They only get to fish in one ice chest and fill it up. But, you know, and we got our business by piling them up on the cleaning table and people standing around watching us clean fish and booking a trip with you from all. Where'd you get all those fish, man? Where'd you catch them? Give me your number. You know, then you went to the hunting and fishing show. You brought a big old chest full of giant trout to the hunting and fishing shows. And you're like,
old,
you know.
Big old gator trout in an ice chest. And people would just, man, it'd pop that lid open and look in there and go, oh, my God, I've never seen trout that big.
Yeah. Now they could just take a picture and they got it on social media. So it did save a lot of dead fish.
Yeah, what's the old saying? A picture's worth 1,000 words. Pictures don't lie. Videos,
don't
pictures,
lie.
None of it. It's real, folks.
Golly, that's good stuff. Hey, by the way,
with all this new AI stuff, you can pretty much do anything, make anything look the way you want it to.
Yes, I've seen some stuff that just, it's unbelievable what they're doing. Golly.
Yeah, you can tell it's all doctored up, AI, you know.
Yeah. Just think what it's going to be like in 5 years, though, Mickey. You know, like my granddaughter says, you're not going to be able to tell who's a robot and who's not. I thought that was pretty good.
God help us.
God help us, man. Hey, by the way, Bink's deal last week was off the chart on the Ducks. I've really been enjoying that.
Well, I hope there's some action this morning.
he said it was slow yesterday, man.
He had a slow hunt.
Oh, man. Golly. But in general, are the teal good, Mickey? I mean, we got a lot of teal.
Well, it's pretty spotty. I mean, on my side of town, now, day before yesterday, they had real good shoots. Okay. It was like a, you know, a new wave of birds came in ahead of this front, and then who knows, man? I didn't see or hear much from yesterday. It looked like yesterday was kind of off.
Okay.
But
yeah, and then those teal go to Mexico and they really get whacked, right?
Well, yeah. You know, that's what hacks me off is all the birds we save in America. And,
they go whack
and our
Mexico,
flyway yeah. goes down into Mexico, and then they go across the border, and, hey, it's free-for-all. They can bait them up. You know, they can bait their holes and everything else. And a lot of the guys that hunt here and that supposedly participate in conservation and all that here go down there and just meat haul them.
Golly. And that's what they used to do with the white wing. Now the white wing all came to Texas. It's crazy how many white wing we have in Texas. I've never seen nothing like it.
I sent you some pictures, Bland's tables with all the hunts. He's loaded. And that's what they're mostly killing right now is white wings. And that's kind of unusual for his ranches. It's usually
The same way this last hunt. Now, you know, we kill 90% white wing. And normally we have mourning dove now, so I didn't hunt this week. We actually had some rain in Alice, which is rare, so that's got to be good for the horns. Man.
Yeah.
I got all the feeders going and stuff, so we should see some good pictures coming up. And in general, just like you said, the horns look good this year.
Yeah. It's what Blaine's been telling me, and a lot of other people I know down there have ranches, and they're very optimistic.
Mm-hmm. I always keep track with the Barrera. Brian and see if he's been doing any hunting. I think he's just whacking big turkeys.
He's stroking the fish, man.
I love it, man. I love those great videos Brian's got. They're so good. I got to call him and get down there to do a little snook fishing with him in November or something.
That's what I want to do, man. I've never poured the coals to snook. You know, I caught a few in Florida when we were red fishing over there in those tournaments, you know, by accident. We were fishing for reds, but what a fish. Awesome.
I know it's one of the best topwater bites you'll ever have. It's a train wreck. It's one of the best topwater bites.
It is a train wreck.
Cool. Oh, I got to go. I'm going to call him, man, and see, man. But
bombs away.
I hope so, man. I hope so. But I hope you get to come down this time, Mick. God dang it, man. I hope we're going to have a good year.
Yeah. I'll be there.
I don't know how much longer I'll be doing this way my body's feeling, so you better hurry.
Oh, I know. I notice it every day.
These winters are getting tougher, man.
Man, I mowed and did yard work yesterday, and I'm dragging a leg this morning. It sucks. It really does.
It could be worse.
It could. God.
But, you know, you're talking about Sharky getting that disease. If we got something like that at our age, you're done.
Oh, we'd be history,
that's
dude.
Yes. A young man could kick that. I'm glad Sharky was strong enough to kick it. Golly.
Well, he thought
and
he
And they never really figured out what it was either. Yeah, they never figured out what it was.
Well, they don't know yet, but I guarantee it's some kind of marine, you know, it's bacteria. It's got to be some kind of form of Vibrio or something like that.
Golly.
And the day before he came home, they snorkeled, so he was in the water, and that's when it all hit him on the plane ride back. It happens fast.
It does happen fast. So evidently it was that last day. He must have snorkeled in some bad water is all I can say.
Man. That's it. You just never know. There's so much. We just don't have any idea what's dumped in our oceans and our waters and in rains and runoffs, what ends up into the – it just times are different now. Really are.
I know it, Mickey. You used to go to salt water and everything would heal up, you know?
Yeah.
When you're a kid, you go to salt water.
Oh, you get a cut on you. My grandmother, y'all go sit in that salt water there, then get them raspberries off your knees there. They'll heal up real fast.
That's so true.
And seriously, we thought salt water was a great healer.
That's the way it was when we surfed. You know, we'd go out and have some chigger bites or something, go surf, and they all go away. Everything dry up, you know. But not now. You better be careful. You got a cut on your leg out there wading in the surf or wading in the bay with a cut in your leg. You better be careful, buddy.
I know it. I was going to jump in on a trip with Hillman this year, and I was mowing, and I was on this brush line, and I stuck a stob in my leg, you know, just a little hole in it. Wasn't bad. Didn't need stitches, but I didn't go wade fishing the next day because of that. Just because of that.
I don't blame you. Man, you can't take
a board. It's not worth the risk. I mean,
not worth losing a leg. I know.
How many fish do I need to catch before I die? Seriously.
Good. Yeah, Lord. I think you reeled quite a few in, Mick. I'd like to know just how many miles of fish we reeled in, right?
I don't know. We could stretch them all the way to the moon and back, I bet. Be pretty close.
Remember that car? Remember that movie, Used Cars, when he told the judge he had a mile of cars?
Yeah.
God, that was a good movie, wasn't it? Was it Kirk Douglas?
With
God.
Kirk,
who was
Kirk
no,
Russell.
Not Kirk Russell.
Kirk Russell.
Wasn't
remember
that
when he threw that $20 bill across the street on a rod
with
reel
a rod and reel?
Reeled that customer over to his side and then sold him a car, man. Those guys were some big-time crooks.
And he told him, he said, I don't want your money. I just like to sell cars.
That's it. Oh, that's funny. All right, Cliff. Well, hey, bud, if somebody wants to come down and fish with you this fall and winter, give them a number where they can reach you.
All right, buddy. I'm actually going to have a boat, man. All right. America 361.
It'd be nice if you can get it back.
Oh, I can't wait. All this week, I'm supposed to get it back Tuesday. I'm going to fish by myself all week just to run around the boat. But
awesome.
Anyway, I'm at area code 361-949-0707. Appreciate you having me on, Mickey. Thanks.
All right,
and I'll be listening to Binks, man.
You got it. See you, brother.
Later. All right, Bubba. Later.
All right. All right, it's Captain Cliff Webb in Corpus. Well, Bayou City Angler, Houston's fishing outfitter. Go by and check out their really fine tackle store they have here. They stock a wide variety of the industry's best gear by the most trusted brands. Wade fishing gear, fly fishing gear, fly tying components, all along with all their rods, reels, lines, and lures. A great inventory of Waterloo rods and the Slam Mag and HP Light like everybody likes. Shimano reels, Luz reels, Sim gear, Southerly, and Poncho, to name a few. An offshore tackle for the serious angler, they've got all that. And be sure to go by and visit a very nice tackle store trusted by our community with great service. It's easy to find, 8933 Katy Freeway, that's right next to Carter's Country and Good Company Barbecue. Again, 8933 Katy Freeway, here's their number, 832-831-3104, Bayou City Angler, Houston's fishing outfitter.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 6:38 here in the Bayou City. Here in a minute, we get Mink back. We'll start our Live from the Blind segment like we always do. But a lot of text coming in. You know, one came in, how is snook to eat? Well, they are really good to eat, but, you know, it's kind of frowned upon. Snook enthusiasts, they don't recommend killing them, and which I understand all that. But we got him back now? Okay, let's go with Bink. Good morning, Bink. What's going on, buddy?
Man, swatting a few mosquitoes, that's about it.
Yeah, well.
On the Saturday flight.
Yeah.
Hope it's a little better than it was yesterday.
Yeah, it kind of slowed up yesterday, you told me. How about that?
It did, man. Sure did.
You think some birds left and you're just waiting for new ones to reinforce it or what?
Man, they showed up Wednesday afternoon. You could see them coming in the marsh. And then we had them Thursday, but it rained on us the whole time. And we everything we shot was decoying. But I think the rain, I mean, it rained till 9:30 that morning. You know, they don't really want to find that stuff, you know?
No, they don't. Yeah.
And so I was kind of hoping yesterday, but man, there was no wind and no pressure, no hunting pressure anywhere. And a lot of guys I talked to that smoked them on Thursday that were down the coast that wasn't in the rain, they went back to the same place Friday and said, man, they vanished. So I don't know. You know, it's still hunting. Shoot, I don't know. I'm just thinking, you got to go, because I mean, it could be, you know, I'd be very surprised if it ain't a burnout today. You know, I'd just be very surprised if it's not,
right.
It's not really, really good. So we got, and Saturday, you know, everything changes because you got everybody hunting around you, you know, and that helps a whole lot. Even when you got marginal numbers of birds, that helps a lot when everybody else is hunting around you, especially with teal ducks.
So, yeah, I'm with you.
That's my optimism for a Saturday morning.
Well,
so
you just never
you just
know
you can't figure out. Yeah, you can't figure out till season.
Same way with dove,
and you just can't.
Huh?
It's dove. It's a dove hunt over water is what it is.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
And you just have to. You control what you got to control. You know, you show up on time. You got good property, and you just pray that they show up. You know, so
exactly.
That's what we're gonna do. Just keep going. Yeah.
Well,
but it's – yeah, we got 30 seconds, boys.
30 seconds legal shooting
mm-hmm,
time.
To legal shooting light. It's a little dark again. We got a little cloud bank over the top of us, so it's sun coming up from the east is going to get blocked a little bit, so – Might be a little bit, but
I wonder where those clouds came from. It's supposed to be sunny.
I don't know, but man, we got them
today.
I know we got them. A little cloud bank over the top of it.
I'll be darned.
But it was the moon was either falling or below us from like 4 to 6. And man, you talk about the deer were out. Golly,
were they?
The deer were
on
right. Oh, right along the road, man. It just scared me every time I travel that farmer to market road. I don't know how I haven't hit one in all the many years that I've traveled it in the low light hours. I go real slow. I allow myself time because, I mean, there, you know, it's still wild country out here. There's not a convenience store. If you don't have gas, you better have a gas can in the back of your truck. And so, yeah, I mean, you better. And if you don't have nothing to drink, you better have it in your cooler, you know.
Right.
You want a water.
That's saying something this day and age, man.
It is. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, out in the middle of nowhere. I like it. It used to be that way out my way, but I'm surrounded.
Sure
now.
Did.
It's over.
It did used to be a lot out there where you were. Golly.
Man, we even have a dollar store in Beach City now.
I saw that the other day. Man.
Can you believe that?
We got one in Matagorda, too, but I couldn't believe it in Beach City. I said, what is going on here?
That's it.
Tri-City Beach Road.
And that place stays packed, man. A bunch of my buddies, that's where they buy all their beer.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
They do the same here in Matagorda. I'll be walking out with one in each hand. No suitcase.
Get a couple of 15 packs of Keystone Light. Bring it on.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I want overall, to cool off some more. I'm ready to start crabbing, man. I want to put out some traps and have a crab boil.
Yeah, it was about 68, 69 this morning coming down here. The buggy ride was cool, but it's it didn't get as cool as we were.
No.
I guess it did up Conroe and all that area.
But yeah, Richard and them, they're up there having put on overcoats almost, man. That's cool. I like that.
Put on a toboggan, huh?
Yes, it Oh, well.
Yeah, overall, man, it hasn't been – for us, it's been all right. It hasn't been great. It was all last week up until Thursday. It was pretty solid. But man, the prairie's been suffering, and just a lot of sad faces. I don't know what I don't know. Like I said, they might show up Monday when it closes. You know,
oh, that's you just can the bank way on that.
Mm-hmm.
But sitting that blind Monday morning, they'll be taking your head off coming through.
And the one thing, the first weekend and all up until up until Wednesday, we were shooting mostly drakes, and people don't know. There's usually three migrations to blue wings, and usually it's the adult males that come through first,
right?
And then the second migration is the females that didn't lay a brood, and then the rest of those males, and then the third is those females that raised a brood and were waiting for that first year birds to fly, and right. They're always the last ones. So if you look in the bag, what you kill, it's been 80% drake. So that tells me, okay, well then we got two more waves are coming. Well,
yeah,
on
just
Wednesday and Thursday.
You're exactly right. I heard the same thing east of town. Guys I talked to over there, same thing, buddy.
And then Wednesday, more hens showed up, about 50% in the bag. So that tells me, okay, well, maybe the second wave's rolling through here,
Yeah.
And but what I've seen, it wasn't a big wave, it was just like guys in Freeport that were hunting all that Freeport marsh, a dear friend of mine, he whacked them on Thursday, said it was just incredible, and hadn't seen a bird there all year, and just took the chance and said, man, and then went back for yesterday morning, and he said, shoot, gone.
Nothing.
Yeah. And it wasn't like they're banging them, and it's just, they just moved. They just left like white-winged dove or morning dove.
Sure.
They left with the salt. That's, they left with the barometer. They left with a wind change, and it's one of those mysteries. That's
here
why
today,
we keep coming
tomorrow. That's nice.
Yeah. Hey, migrate like it's like a mystery, like the tarpon. Man, why do they show up on some days you can see them, and then the next day you don't see a thing? It's a whole lot just like that. So,
well, over here at Morgan's Point right now, it's 72 degrees. That's the lowest temperature here in the Bay Area, but everything's north-northwest, 5 to 6.
Mm-hmm. I got a northwest right here that's got just a little bit of a ripple on the water.
Yeah.
So, just a little bit.
I know you'd much rather have a northeastern east wind at about 15 right now. That'd be nice.
Yeah, but you know what? If you think back, if you've been doing this long enough, September, you just don't get – very rarely do you have wind during teal season. I mean, very rarely, especially because your hunt's over in an hour, hour and a half, and if it's going to blow, it's going to blow later in the morning. Well, shoot, you hopefully are getting out of there before you sweat your butt off,
Yeah.
So most of the time you don't have wind during teal season, So we're just we got a kind of north wind and just a little bit, but we kind of set up sideways so we don't have to look into that fireball of a sun when it comes up. So
well, I've had
that's kind of what
hot teal hunts in the past. They're just burning up and mosquitoes, you're breathing, sucking them in. They're so thick.
I still remember, like it was yesterday, 1991 on the Fitzgerald Ranch. I'm hunting that greenhead hole up there by the reservoir, and I come off that buggy and got to walking down that shoreline, and I ain't in that levee. I ain't never experienced mosquitoes like that, and they were so bad that I almost said, guys, how about we just call this and go home?
Yeah.
Before we just kept walking and walking, and then at sunrise it quit, and it was just lights out, you know. But I vividly remember that morning as you could not breathe. You couldn't. It went up your nose. It went everywhere. And you just go, oh, my gosh, we are in the Congo right now, you know.
It was different. I mean, we've seen it bad over in that Anahuac area. My gosh.
It's a different level, man.
It is.
It's a different level.
They'll suck
but, you know, die. But you think about it, though, when you're swatting mosquitoes in a marsh and everything, you know, you know that marsh has been wet and it's had rain in it and stuff. And that's a direct, you know, that marsh is fresh, too. And it's sweet. And that's when you kill them. Right. I mean, you know, when you're not swatting them, you know, it's usually hypersaline and you're not growing your food and all that. And so you just kind of got to roll with it.
What loads do you shoot on teal? What do you like to shoot?
I shoot 3-inch 4s. I just, I mean, you can shoot 2 3/4. I just got so many. I'm still shooting the shells that was in my bag when duck season ended in January.
Yeah, I used to do that.
Just use them. I don't shoot a whole lot anyway. Yeah. I shoot 3-inch 4s is what.
What brand do you like? Winchester Experts? Or
yeah. I mean, these Browning A5s, they love eating Winchesters. I don't know why, but they just, the brass is just perfect for that bore.
Yeah.
I don't shoot anything else.
A5 Winchester.
I don't shoot anything else because, man, sometimes it won't, you put a can or something else in it. And I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with those shells. It's just the way that those things are bored, it wants that Winchester shell. Seems like to me anyway.
Remember when the estates first came out, boy, those things would just burn your shoulder up, man. God, they kicked.
Heck, they were hot. Man.
They were hot.
They were hot.
Shells, man.
And they were dirty, too, you know, because they had so much, you'd have to clean your gun or it wouldn't eject after a while. But I remember, everybody, it's my mistake, you know, because they were trying to fire it up.
We used to go down and buy Marburgers and buy cases and cases of them, man, when they first started stocking them.
That's what I was telling somebody the other day when they were talking about first shotguns, you know, and stuff. I still remember going down to Marburgers and buying it when I was 19 years old, buying that Super Black Eagle and putting it on the old 12-month free finance ball.
Right.
$999.99.
No interest, baby.
No interest financing, baby, but you better pay it off in 12 months.
Yeah, you better have it paid off, or, man.
Danny and Brenda, they say, oh, you want one? You go buy it then. All right. Well, I will. Marburgers. Man, that was a good spot.
Yeah, good old Marburgers.
My dad, one day, we were one of – fond memories. We were away in the Highland Surf, and I didn't tell him as you go down that surf that it turned into a new beach down there, and I didn't tell him, and he got surprised.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And we were catching trout, and he you know, it was bothering him. People walk, and he said, "Son, I tell you what, if we leave right now, we'll go to Marburgers, and I'll buy you a cow cut or two, you know, the gold cow cut or whatever. Right. Let's go." I said, "Roll it up, Dad. Let's go."
Well, and nude's one thing, but when it's nude and not very pretty, it's ugly, man.
Old boy rolling down there in a pair of shoes and a Gilligan hat, and that's all he had on.
Oh yeah,
I mean, it's just dumb.
Bending over, just getting dumb. Shrimp out of the bait bucket, and just I'm going, man, this is not for me.
No, it's not.
Can't we go back towards Rollover when there might be to find us a school down that way? Oh man.
Yeah, but you know, you get to Highland, you take that left on that old 87 that was all washed out because we knew where all those guts were down there, you know, because we fished it growing up. But a lot of cars wouldn't get down there because it was tore up from Hurricane Alicia, you know. So, those were the days, baby.
Nude beach.
Those were the days. Out front, boys, out front.
Look at here.
Man, nothing flying yet. There's a little bit of shooting out in the distance, but not too much flying yet. But it's still dark.
The dog sure wants to go get one. I can hear.
Yeah, your dog. One rolled through there.
Man, I had a dog. It was so good at hunting that she'd see the birds before we did.
Exactly. And she don't alert on chichi birds or any, you know, or any other bird in the marsh. She knows what a duck looks like, you know,
right,
when it's on high, you know. They just do, the good ones do, you know.
Oh, man, we got like 2 minutes left. Hope we can get a volley in here.
I do too. I didn't see much yet.
A little slow, folks.
Yeah. Yeah, good conversation.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to wait them out. They're going to hopefully something will move.
Well, at least you got more hunters in the field this morning. If there's any birds
exactly
left around, they'll get them moving, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it'll probably be lights out next week. You know, they'll probably all show up. But like I said, I just don't think we've had the full second migration yet, and then the third's to come. So I'll be out here working the first week of October, and it'll probably just be black with ducks out here. But
yeah, they cut you short this year.
Here we go, right here.
Here we go.
A couple of them low.
I like it when you're sitting there and all you hear is wings.
In the refuge now, so that's good. That helps. Yeah, fishing was a little tough early in the week, but man, it sure picked up yesterday. It was encouraging. Out front, boys, out front, out front, out front. I lost them, but they're probably coming towards us. Yeah, on the right side. I still don't see him. You see him?
I heard somebody shoot in the distance.
Yeah, that's the refuge. We're hunting pretty close to the refuge today. Right, probably a quarter mile off the fence line.
Yeah.
But they're doing some shooting over there, so that's good. There'll be 20, 25 groups over there, so that'll help things.
Well, hopefully they'll send you some birds.
I hope so. It's hunting, listeners out there. It's hunting. It's not all limits every day.
No,
try,
it's,
but it's
not gravy.
It's not. Like Mickey says, you can't place your order at the drive-thru.
No,
it's a lot of things have to happen.
You got that right. All right, Bink, I got to run, buddy. Sorry
okay
we didn't get any action, but, hey, that's the way it works. If somebody wants to call you about coming over and lodging up and hunting or fishing this winter, give them some info.
Yeah, MatagorToSunriseLodge.com, 979-241-1705.
All right.
Yeah, have
Bink
a good day.
Everybody, all right, y'all be safe out there. Good luck to you, man. Later. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.